Dave Moore on Today FM.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm distracting you from something very important. You're trying to get your car registered on a toll tag so you don't get snared for loads of money.
I might have been stung in the past where I forgot to pay and then, yeah.
Came. Have you got it done now? Because we can take our time.
We're sorted.
Yeah. Excellent news. Nathan, great to have you in. Is this one of your pieces that you're wearing right now?
This definitely is one of my
jumpers. I can see the backwards C. I love the backwards C in the Carter clothing, by the way.
Well, I am a bit backwards.
Listen, tell everybody, because in case they haven't seen it or noticed it or known about it, what are you doing? You've taken a new venture on.
Yeah, so a lot of people will know me for singing and music, obviously. But it's been 18 months in the planning. I've been planning a new clothing brand for all ages. And whether you're a teenager or whether you're 60-odd, 70-odd, yeah, doesn't matter. And we've designed a range specifically, well, not specifically for men, because a lot of my female friends are actually asking me for jumpers.
Okay.
So we launched it in the Lough Erne Resort up in Enniskillen. There's a website now, which is carterclothing.ie. We've obviously been working very hard on the website because
we've
done photo shoots and out in Portugal and
lots of models, but also lots of Nathan,
lots of me,
which I like.
Unfortunately,
no. I think it's great.
Me again.
It's great.
But yeah, to be honest, I never presumed I would get into fashion or clothing at all.
Yeah, it hasn't been a long burning kind of ambition, or
not at all. No,
right.
No. If you look at pictures of me from 10 years ago, you would say I am the least.
We're all guilty of that. Yes. Let's be honest.
I was wearing silver suits. You know, come on. So it's been a gradual process in the last couple of years, but I'm a man who hates shopping. I've got to admit, I don't like spending an hour, 2 hours
going around a shopping centre or whatever. Okay, right.
And I was saying, if I do this, I want a website that's really easy. You can go on 5-10 minutes, select a jumper. It'll give you the jacket that will go with it, colour coordinated.
Okay.
The jeans that'll match it. If you want a t-shirt to go with it.
Yeah.
So it's click, 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 done, in the basket. Out the door.
And I have to say, I really like the style of the stuff, because what I didn't expect to see were Aran jumpers.
I know.
But they look really good and colourful Aran jumpers.
See, I didn't realise.
There's a pink one there I've got my eye on, seriously.
There's pink, there's orange.
Yeah.
There's navy, obviously black. I wear a lot of dark clothing most of the time.
Right.
But yeah, we went all out there and it was kind of important. Some of the stuff's been made in Portugal, but the knitwear is all made in Donegal.
Wow.
And I'm delighted to use a manufacturer that's Irish based, you know.
Well, you can tell that kind of stuff because they're hard to replicate anywhere else in the world, but in Ireland.
They can't replicate them. It's really good fabric, good materials, and I'd like to think it's not a piece that you're going to throw out in 6 months.
No, definitely not.
You know,
not by the looks of that.
I've got to admit, it's not the cheapest clothing out
there.
Sure,
yeah.
But I'd like to think if you spend that sort of money, it's going to last. It'll be a jumper that you'll have for 10 years, you know what I mean? So.
And what have you learned about, first of all, fashion, obviously, in terms of, as you said, coming from a man
absolutely
in silver
nothing.
Suits 10 years ago to now. But more importantly, what have you learned about putting the business together from the ground up? Because this is not something that you build slowly over a period of time like your music career can be, and then you rocket it at something. Like you've done this really quickly.
We've done it over the space of 18 months. It looks online like it's been the last month
or
2 months, but it definitely hasn't. Yeah. It's a lot harder than I presumed it would be. But I suppose no matter which business you go into, whether it's the entertainment industry, whether it's building, whether it's making whatever cars, it just doesn't happen overnight.
No.
And it takes an awful lot of graft. So to get it to this stage, I can't believe we're actually here, because it's been quite a long, and some stages of going through the design process and trying on the stuff, sending it back for alterations, the sleeves are too long, it's too long, you know, the jeans are too tight. It's been quite a
right.
quite a journey.
It's paid off. You're looking $1 million today,
geez,
I have to say.
Yeah,
do you want to rate me, actually? And what's disappointing is I usually have shorts on. I have jeans on today because this Egypt beside me, Cahillier, is dragging me out for lunch. So I had to wear jeans. So I'm more dressed. This is me dressed up, right?
Yes.
So got a Raider sweatshirt on.
Yeah.
I've got a pair of grey jeans and a pair of grey Jordan 13s.
Yeah.
What are you giving me out of 10? You can be totally honest now, Nathan.
Yeah.
He's very quiet.
A solid 6.5.
I'll take that any day of the week. I usually, as my wife says, I dress like an adult toddler. And she's absolutely right.
Usually just stretch, baby.
I'm very, very rarely in long pants. So you've actually come in on a good day. No, I appreciate the.
Did she say cover them up?
No. She's just gotten used to it at this stage. It's been 20 odd years. She knows exactly what I'm doing. At Carter_clothing.ie is the Instagram.
Yes, because
you can go there and have a look on carterclothing.ie. Is it true that you are working on your own house and that you might be prepared to do some hard work yourself?
I have been in the last couple of months in between a clothing brand, gigs, flying to London to write songs with Guy Chambers and launching a podcast. I've been stuck on a tractor and a digger and a dumper,
which
has been quite therapeutic in ways to get
this
away
what
from
I say all
everything
the time.
Else.
I say all the time. So I love DIY. I will build anything. I'll have a go. I will knock a wall. I'll whatever it is, I've done it.
Well, I can knock it, but I can't build it.
But I've done both now. But listen, here's the thing, though. Isn't there something about, okay, in your case, demolition? But I always find that maybe because what I do is radio, what you do is singing. We're in a kind of an industry where the stuff just goes out there and you kind of go, was it good? Was it bad? Did people listen? Yep. Did they buy it or whatever? But when you build something, there was nothing there and then there's something, or in your case, there was something there and now
you
there's nothing.
You can see it.
But you can see it.
You
it's
can see it
physical,
and feel
isn't
it. It
makes a difference.
So I've been doing a bit of demolition work at the house and I'm building. Got planning permission approved, thank God. So the builders, some of them turned up, some of them didn't some days. So I ended
Welcome to Builderland.
Yes,
I know. So you ended up getting your hands dirty.
I've seen enough grand designs.
Yeah, exactly.
To know things don't go to time.
Kevin McLeod will walk in about 18 months and go, it's winter in Ireland. And Nathan
and they
is
still
living.
Haven't put the glass in.
He's living in his caravan down the road. So what about that then? Like, how close are we to getting you with windows and getting you moved in, do you think?
I have half of a house, as in halfway up the wall.
Okay.
I can see the shape of the bottom of the window. Block is being built, but I had to do a lot of demolition on the old bungalow that was kind of very old.
Right.
So it needed a
fantastic
lot of work done.
You must be excited about that, though.
I am. It's a welcome distraction away from airports. Interviews, not with yourself.
Of course, need to say all the right things.
And travelling. I live on the road, live out of a suitcase all the time. So to get home, knock a few walls down, smash a few things up, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I bet you weren't too happy that you were travelling the other day because there's an episode of your podcast, which is absolutely amazing, which is the Carter Couch. So it's you and Jake and Karen. You know where I'm going. Where you were not there. So the brilliant, from my neck of the woods, Al Foran from Portmarnock in Dublin, amazing impersonator, stepped in to sit down with the guys, have a bit of a chat, fill out the Nathan-shaped hole in the Carter Couch podcast. And then what he did was he rang Nathan's phone, pretended to be Michael D. Higgins, and the following ensued.
We were inquiring about giving you an award for your contribution to the music scene, the country music scene in particular. And we really appreciate what you've done. And
that's amazing! Thank you so much. That's a huge honour. I really appreciate that. That's very, very kind of you.
Hello.
Yes, Jake and Karen were very happy about that.
Well and truly got, yes.
Understandably so.
But it's a long road.
Well, if you're going to use Al Foran, I mean, if it was Jake trying to do Michael D. Higgins' voice, maybe you would have tweaked that. But
oh, definitely. Yeah. No, he was really, really good.
And then throughout
the podcast, he'd done Trump and he'd done lots of different
He's amazing.
But he's very good.
Yeah.
But what you didn't hear there was he'd done a lady's voice before that. Who was the one who rang my voice?
Right, okay.
She was saying,
so you believe that as well?
She was the secretary of Michael D. And is it possible that you would consider chatting to the president who has a question to ask? And I was like, oh my God, this is unreal.
Of course you would. Who would say no?
I don't think I've ever met. I have met Michael D. once.
Right.
At a race meeting in Kildare, I think it was. But anyway, I fell for it. Hook, line and sinker.
Understandably so.
When do I get my award? Yeah. This is amazing.
I think Michael D might get inspired out of this and actually give you an award. Who knows? The podcast is going great though.
Yeah, it, again, like the clothing, it was something this year that came along that I didn't expect and didn't really Well, yeah, just to expect to be doing. So Karen and Jake came along and then said, will you jump on with this? And I said, sure, why not?
Why not? That's right.
This is the year of new things.
Yeah, keep
new
saying
challenges.
Yes to things.
Yes.
Well, say yes to my quick fire round then before you
no
go,
problem.
Okay?
Let's
okay,
go
number one, what are you currently obsessed with? Don't say your fashion website. We know
no,
that.
No, definitely not. No. Carwow on YouTube.
Carwow. Love Carwow.
Just watch it all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you like the drag races, the reviews?
Drag races, but mainly the reviews. Mm, yeah. I'm obsessed with
You're
cars.
You're obsessed with cars, aren't you? Yeah, no, I know that about you. Okay, great answer. Who's the most famous person in your phone? Not Michael D, obviously. Well, who's the most famous person in there? I mean, you mentioned Guy Chambers. People will know him. He worked with Robbie Williams. But
well,
there's
Daniel O'Donnell. So
I was going to say, you've got more famous than that. Daniel O'Donnell. Yeah. Top answer. Think back to when you were about 8 years old, and you're in school, and you open up your lunchbox for lunch. What was inside? Or did you get school dinners?
No, I was on lunchbox. But what were the things called with the crackers, cheese, and the ham?
Oh,
and the
Dairy Lunchables.
Lunchables. Yes.
Yeah, silly them now.
So do I.
No treats?
No, I was sent to school with a banana or an apple.
Yeah, parents being good. Mm. And the final question I ask everybody, because I don't, is do you, Nathan Carter, wash your legs in the shower?
No.
Be honest. Yes, thank you for being honest. No, why would
but
you?
I always just feel that the soap bubbles travel down.
Of course they do. Gravity.
Gravity, so they get washed.
Yes. Best luck with Carter Clothing. Best luck with the Carter Couch Podcast. And thanks,
thank
I'm looking forward to the new music as well.
Great fun.
Cheers.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Nathan.
Dave Moore on Today FM.